Yay. All right. Team anniversary. 1 full year since we started our team journey. So amazing. Raise your hand if it feels like it's been it actually has felt like a year since we started our team adventure. Okay. Who feels like it's been longer since we started our team adventure? Who feels like it's been like 6 months or less? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Time's weird. Yay. Yeah. So it's been a year, and I know that every single one of you are in, like, so much has happened since our first team class or our first team meeting. And we did a really awesome recap for our kind of team celebration call in June, where we like shared where were you when you started and what were some of your highlights and experiences from team that were, you know, meaningful and valuable for you, and then where are you at now. So since it's been a span of about 5 months or so since that call, even, so much has happened. And what I'd love to do is do a refresher round of, if you can recall, where were you when we started last November? Where were you in your life? Maybe where were you in your process in becoming an entrepreneur, or your clarity around that? Just kind of like time machine us back to where you were, help us remember and like resonate in with where you were. So we'll do like 3 to 5 minute check-in around where you were then. And then we will do another activity after that round, and Jessica will probably be with us by that point. And then we'll talk about some other things. And something I also want to hold space for on tonight's call is masterminding. So if anybody feels like they would like to field a question to the group or have a, you know, project or challenge or obstacle or opportunity or what have you, or part of like where you're at in your business that you would love some insight or input around, I would love to hold space for masterminding around that, as we've done a few times on these calls. So does anybody know that they would love to do that and kind of put themselves in the hot seat or offer a question? No, everybody knows what they're doing and has all the answers.
Oh, I don't. I'm
on the wrong side.
I might benefit from it.
Okay, are you raising your hand, Amy, for a later mastermind possibility?
I possibly. If there's time, sure. Okay. Why not?
Okay, cool. All right.
I wasn't not raising my hand because I didn't want to be in the hot seat. Just the question I felt like was, I didn't fall in the category of having a thing going that I could mastermind around. So I didn't.
Would you love to feel
I'm right there with you.
To support you with?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Later.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, I didn't mean it to sound exclusive to those of us who know what we're doing, because there's we never really do. Just kidding. Okay, so we've got Jasmine and maybe Amy. Cool. All right, anyone else that might find some value in that, getting some feedback? And if it comes up along the way, cool. I just am trying to create a container around the time and give a sense of that. Also, as per usual, I set a container for 2 hours for this call, but I know our team calls used to be only an hour and a half. Does anybody need to hop off at the hour and a half marker? Are you good? Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. I think that's all the housekeeping for the moment. So let's do a little time travel. And that's from Wayne's World, if you don't recognize that. Time travel, go back in the future or back in the past. And think about where you were beginning to mid-November of last year in all regards, and specifically to like your understanding of business or entrepreneurship or what you wanted to do, or if you even wanted to have create something as an entrepreneur, maybe what your ideas about that were at the time, like mystery spots where you're like, I have no idea, you know, this part of it, or maybe I just don't, you know, I have no idea this part of it. So it's fun to think about where we were. I do this often in these kind of cohorts that we've been in, is that there's so much value in looking back at the not too distant past. Like a year is not that long ago, if we think about it, and reflect on and just like talk about where we were at that point and where we are now. And there's so much, I think, at least so much empowerment and like self-acknowledgement in that process that, oh my gosh, yeah, I have come really far. Even if you still don't really know or have a sense of what it is that you're doing, or like the actual, you know, thing or the North Star, or you haven't launched yet, that's totally fine. I know for a fact that every single one of you are a lot farther now than you were then. So I wouldn't offer this up if I had a sense that that weren't the case. I wouldn't make anyone, you know, feel awkward about that. So who would like to start the share and bring us back in time? Volunteers. Kim, thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. My name is Kim.
I had just finished my mentorship with Fawn, and although I know she shared everything in her repertoire with me, I was scared to death. Like, where do I go now? And so when she brought this up, I was like, oh yes, I'm on it. So that's where I was. I had a lot of questions about email marketing. And I think I had just gotten my website up. So I was just, I had a lot of tools and no know-how of how to use them. So yeah, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. You're like, okay, like, I got my tool bag. I know how to coach and I've got all these things, but right. So what about this? Like the business part? Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. So that was the best. Yeah, it was right on time for me.
So. Thanks for bringing us back to that era. Awesome. Had you started working with clients yet? I can't.
No.
No, you haven't.
No. I don't think I even had clients till after Mexico, I want to say, because Ashley and I were talking about that in our practice session. Yeah, so I don't even think I had anybody yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't think so. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were teaching, like you had a full school year of teaching that mm-hmm. was happening amidst all of that too. So there was like the time bandwidth thing going on there. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks so for... nobody till after Mexico.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Magical Mexico. Yay. Awesome. Who would like to go next? Where were you a year ago? Ashley.
Hi, everybody. A year ago, I was very recently, had like 2 months prior, just quit my corporate job of like 15 years. So I, and did not know what I was going to do next, had no clue. And then I had also just gotten married and probably just got back from our honeymoon. And then this thing came along. I think I had at that point, Fawn, you and I had been coaching together for a few months at that point. I don't know, mm-hmm. since July, like so 5 or 6 months. And I think I had finally started to realize that whatever it was that I was going to do next was absolutely had to have some type of freedom and flexibility, given those are two of my core values. I just didn't know what it was going to be. I think I had also started to maybe convince myself that, oh, okay, maybe I could be an entrepreneur. Maybe I could do my own business, but I have, again, no idea what that was going to be. I think I had a little bit of an idea that I had wanted to do at that point in time. This was before I come to the realization around coaching, but, and this is still a goal of mine at some point, to do, like, somehow get mindfulness and all of these, like, tools that we learn through coaching and all of that into the public school system and figure out a way to, you know, make it an accessible thing and actually some like give the kids some tools and skills that they learn. I know it's there in some ways now, but it was just a very big passion of mine to figure that out and how to make that happen. But I, at that point I was like, I don't have an education background. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I've never, and I certainly don't have an entrepreneurial background. But this came around like Kim said, like right at the right time, because I was like, okay, why not? Let's figure it out. Let's explore it. And let's learn the basics of, you know, owning your own business and creating something. So, I think, yeah, that's where I was. I didn't really have any real clue on what it was going to be. And I was only then starting to come around to the fact that I could even do this myself, like actually be a business owner, be an entrepreneur. So yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, that's right. It was 2 months after you quit your job, just a little bit over 2 months of leaving your job. That's right. Yeah. And you had these big breakthroughs around like mindfulness and like the untethered. So like that whole shift that had happened.
Right.
And then realizing like being on the other side of your job. So like not working and you're like, I don't want to go back to that.
I'm not going back to that way. I was like, maybe consulting, maybe whatever. I have no idea what it is, but not in that way. That's for sure. So,
right. Yeah. How did you, I'm trying to remember like that whole, like what else is possible thing. That was a huge breakthrough for you. Like the not knowing what you didn't know. When was it team that kind of opened that window for you?
What do you mean in terms of not knowing what else is possible? Like the entrepreneurship or the coaching stuff or what?
Just that like the traditional track, there was more than.
Yeah, it was team. Cause it was during, probably some of our conversations and coaching too, but I think it really started to hit really hit hard during team, especially the first couple of modules that you had us do or elements that you had us do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And starting to combine some of that. Part of it was Ikigai, but then part of it was, I think it's an element to like all the different ways that a business could take shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's so fun to think back to. Hey. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the party. Good to see you. Yay. So Jess, we just started a round of where were you a year ago when you started team? So I'll end with you, Jess, because you just joined. But essentially, like, where were you a year ago in your life, in your scope of business or just getting started with it or not or what have you? So we're just doing a sharing around 3 to 5 minutes each of that, and then we're going to shift into some other cool stuff. Cool. Who would like to go next? Aliana, thank you. You're muted somehow. It said you were unmuted, but we couldn't hear you. Do you want to reboot and hop back on and see if that works? Okay, awesome. Jazz, did I see your hand after Aliana's? Cool.
So good to see everyone. So good to see everyone. I just started with Fawn. But I hadn't fully committed to working with Fawn. I like signed up for a couple sessions. This took me like 4 months to even get there. And then this came along and I was like, well, can I just listen in? I don't really know. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just really want information, so I joined team. I was just back to work from maternity leave with Jack. And I think the combination of team and, I don't know, just the shift is what led me into, like, really feeling uncomfortable and not satisfied at work. And it just was, like, exacerbated, and it helped the wheel keep rolling of, like, oh, no, I really don't want to keep doing this. And I think that team helped me to stay, like, in that feeling and not just, like, shove it under the rug and, like, be okay with it. What else did I write down? I definitely had no desire to be an entrepreneur. Didn't think I could. Didn't think I was interested in it. Maybe thought I could be, like, a really strong right-hand man, or, like, support, or, I don't know, worker for some company or person I really believed in. Had no understanding of business or, I mean, any component of what we covered in team, for sure. Maybe a little bit, but barely scratched the surface. Yeah, I think I just, it was like the beginning of, I wrote down, I got all fired up to make changes. Like, I was like right at the beginning of like some awakening, or like, you know, fuck this, let's blow it all up and make something out of this life. So that was like just the start. It was like back to work. I don't want to be here. Fun team, like, let's go, boys. That's where I was at.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're like, I just want to listen in and like learn so that I know what my options are, which is so amazing of you to do, and really courageous considering that you know, didn't necessarily think that it was going to be a thing, but you were open to learning more about it. Yeah. Thanks, Jazz. Awesome. Let's see, who else? Aliana, let's check your sound.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Okay, so in November, I had all of these ideas that I wanted to do. I knew what I didn't want, and that was to go back into the workforce. I wanted to be my own boss, and especially I wanted to have the freedom of being able to be a mom and be able to work from home. So I was like, you know what? Team came around. I was like, let's do rentals. Yeah, so I just created a Pinterest board, and I started doing all of the elements. And I realized in the process, like, it did feel like me, but it didn't. There was still something, like, internally that was just tugging at me. And now full circle, I'm like, okay, I was obviously doing something that I wasn't supposed to be doing. But I'm super grateful that, you know, I'm still in alignment with myself right now. But in November, I was just really focused on doing all of the elements and just going with the flow and enjoying the process versus focusing on the outcome. So, yeah.
Right. Did you know at that point, I'm trying to remember in the timeline, did you know yet that you rent the rentals business was going to be the thing, or was that like a month or two in?
Like a month or two in.
Right. Okay.
It was like on like my top five because I had all of these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who can relate with that? Yeah. Thank you, Aliana. Yay. Amy, where were you a year ago? Oh, we had just begun.
Yeah, we literally like just started, I don't know, 2 weeks before, something like that. Very, very close. And then you were, you know, you mentioned team. And of course, I was like, hell yeah, that's why I called you. I want to quit corporate. I want to have my brick and mortar boutique, and that's what I want to do. And yes, you're going to show me how to do that. And that obviously did not happen.
That's what you tried to rein me into.
I had about a bajillion different ideas along the way, but and it just made me realize that, you know, I found you, I thought, because just to figure out business and entrepreneurship, and but little did I know, like, it was for so many other reasons. you know, besides entrepreneurship. So luckily I went through all of that and I'm still going through all that and learning about myself and all that. So, but team was awesome. I mean, I learned so much just hearing everyone else. And I was more like a listener too, because I just think I had so many ideas and I never really focused on just one during that whole time. But it kind of led me to where I am now, which is that I know that I can do all the little things that I want. Go ahead.
Just where you were a year ago.
Oh, okay. I was completely lost. I had no idea what I was doing. So, yeah, that's where I was. But I loved it, and I loved meeting everyone, and it was all totally worth it, obviously.
Awesome. Yay. Sorry,
I'm starting the elements again. No, that's okay. I know. I tend to go off on a tangent.
It's okay. We're going to do a sharing round, like an update round in a moment here. So,
okay.
Yeah. And yours is really exciting. So I'm like, don't get started because then we'll want you to finish
it.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Amy. Awesome. Jessica, where were you a year ago?
Hi. Okay, so this is, I keep getting reminders, email reminders about my domain registration renewing. So that's been helpful to highlight exactly where I was. So I was struggling with my business name. I think that's like one of the first topics that I brought to team when we started. I was seriously struggling with that. And I kind of knew the mission that I wanted to serve, but I definitely didn't have what I felt was like a solid grasp on how to actually serve. There were a whole bunch of different ideas still floating around and feeling like I couldn't really put it on paper what it was that I was trying to actually do. I knew the results I wanted, but I didn't know how to do it. I was living in my former apartment and working out of my bedroom, which has been changed, and that's been a game changer. And I had just come off of several months of decompressing after leaving my job. So I was ready to start holding myself accountable for making some major leaps in progress. And so this kind of came as an opportunity at the perfect time to really push me to advance and to just move forward in some direction or another and focusing, managing my time to focus.
That's right. Yeah, you could decompress for a few months from 20 years in corporate. And you were finally feeling like, okay, I'm ready to start like devoting bandwidth to what might be next. Yeah, right.
A little reluctantly, to be sure. It was nice. So this was helpful.
Mm-hmm. And you had set a couple deadlines for yourself too, if I'm remembering correctly. Not deadlines, but like, I can't remember. Out by May, which you did, like you actually exited your former job, your previous job, on track and like really successfully, and then got on track to entrepreneurship within, I think it was like a year. Does that ring a bell that you had kind of set a year container for yourself?
I had like a 6-month exploration gift to myself, and then 6 months to really like buckle down and put something out and to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Beautiful. Yay. Okay. Everybody has shared where they were a year ago. So where was I a year ago? I didn't think about this. I was feeling, I think I said this on the June call too, and we did the check-in around where were we in November. I had been having so many conversations with clients, women in the community who were realizing that maybe kind of, sort of, I might want to start my own thing or have a side hustle, or I don't know anything about entrepreneurship, but I'd love to. And so kind of paying attention to the critical mass of that. And as you all know, me being obsessed with coaching and business and all things biz dev and entrepreneurship, I was like so excited about the possibility of creating a cohort or a group that would find value in learning about it. So when I sent out that survey and I got all of your responses back, I was like a kid in the candy store. Like, this is going to be so much fun. Part of me was super nervous because, and I probably mentioned this before too, because I was like, who am I to teach this stuff, right? Like, I just learned it fresh 3, 4, 5 years ago. And so some of those gremlins came up, and thank God for just, you know, tools, but also the mentors and the sage advice and wisdom that I had had throughout the years, from a couple of mentors in particular, that would always remind me that even if I'm just a few steps ahead of, like, ahead of somebody in my journey, whether it's like with knowledge or experience or what have you, that what I have is valuable to them because it will save them those however many steps and can be, you know, a great resource for them. So I would always kind of remember that and keep that on top of mind when I would have those other things start to come up. And I'm so glad I did, because it was such a, you know, it's been such an amazing experience. But so that's where I was. Where was I geographically, you guys? I was here. I was in Puerto Vallarta. Okay. all right. So now let's check in with, where you're at now. And we'll do a good hearty 5 minute to 7 minute share around this. And feel free to just like put it out on the table. Like, this is what I'm exploring, or, you know, this is what I've been working on, or this is what I've realized really resonates with me, or I actually changed things 5 times and iterated and pivoted and like scrapped ideas, and whatever you want to share with us. Specifically, I mean, you're welcome to share anything from this past year, but since we did do a check-in, or we had our last call in June, technically, like in the past 5 months, what's been going on and where are you at now? So we'll do a share around that. And then once we do, we're going to kind of tap into a few specific questions where I think there's going to be some valuable like sharing in terms of just hearing certain parts of each other's journey. And then we'll shift into like masterminding. So for Jazz and Amy and anybody else who would like to spitball ideas or get support, we'll move into some masterminding stuff. So does that make sense? You guys cool with that? Cool. All right. So where are they now? That whole like Hollywood thing. Where are you now, ladies? I will offer it up to volunteer on a volunteer basis, even though I really want to pick on a couple of you right now. Jessica, yay! I wanted to pick on you, Jess.
I haven't given an update in a while, so, and Fawn knows that I've been working on some changes. And so I think last time I talked to you guys, I was working on developing a game app for a rec region, and that was starting to get underway. It was in like the concept board phase, and it was starting to work into like a storyline building phase. Well, while that was going on, there were some changes at my former employer, and they were calling me up a lot, asking me to come back and fill in roles or take temporary work or take on projects. And I kept saying no, but I also needed to start bringing in income. So I, every time, was like evaluating every request and kind of like, okay, is this the time? Is this like, does this make sense? And I kept saying no. And then I kept saying, you know, like, if you could give me everything on my terms, maybe, but my terms are pretty restrictive. So they kind of took a pause. And every time I said no to whoever it was that was calling, because it was coming in several directions, people would otherwise want to catch up on like how things are going at work and their careers and the challenges that they were having. And they kept basically like coming to me asking for guidance and advice on big decisions that were coming up for themselves as well, because they had seen me kind of do this leap and start going in a direction that I felt more aligned with. So it happened enough times that I thought to myself, this is actually something that I enjoy. It's coming to me organically. It's something that I have 20 years of experience in with this industry. It was my favorite part of my prior life, doing one-to-one like coaching and mentoring for teams. So I called up my employer the next time they asked me to do some additional work. I said, okay, so I'll give you 10 hours a week and, you know, at this rate and under these very tight restrictions, because what I actually want to do for you are these career development and coaching services for the teams that I used to work with. And they're signing up for that. So I am in the process of sourcing programs that I can start implementing right away with them. And it's totally like everything is taking a whole new direction. And I still love Rec Region. I like, it means so much to me, and it's like still part of my passion, and I hope to continue building it out, but I am kind of letting it get some air for a moment while I work on this. Thanks.
Yay, it's out in the open. Congrats, Jess. Yes. Do you want to tell us any more about it? Like any
tell
other...
us more?
Yeah.
Yes. Another coach.
Oh my gosh. So I'll tell you that. I have
resistance
to this because I swear I love everybody. And it was just like this weird thing that was happening. Everyone around was becoming a coach. And I was like, what? This is not. And also, someone had made a comment to me once that people that sign up for life coaches end up becoming life coaches. So that's been like in my head for a couple years through this whole thing. And so I've had this like resistance, like, that's not going to be me. You don't know. I'm not, you know, like on this destiny path, you know. And so finally I just said, like, whatever, this is what I'm doing. It feels good.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that part. Yeah, she had sent me this email when she first was like, I'm thinking of kind of maybe sort of moving in this direction. And then, and I was like, oh my God, Ash, I was on the phone with you. We had just taken a break on one of our deep calls. And I was like, I just got an email from somebody that I was not expecting to move in the coaching direction. And I'm so excited. That was Jessica.
Oh, I remember. It was Jessica.
Yes. Yep. Yay. So any other specifics you want to share, Jess, like how it's starting to shake out or how you're like approaching it?
So things are pretty premature right now, but one of the directions I'm looking at is a licensing agreement that's probably somewhat similar to what Fawn is building out for LFP. So it would be having like the mentorship and the existing program resources available to me. And then I would get coached by this, this woman. Is that better?
Yeah.
I don't know where I cut off.
Mentored by...
Oh, yeah. Mentored by this woman that specializes in exactly this direction. And it's someone that Fawn's familiar with and holds in high regard. So those conversations are going really well. I'm in the assessment phase to decide if that's the direction that I want to go. It does seem pretty daunting to, like, create all new material on the fly when I know I have, like, a solid block of people that I will be working with right away. So it's... It's a lot of pressure. So having help there, I think, is a very appealing direction at the moment.
Awesome. Yay. And any specificity, and I'm not even sure if this is still where it was a few weeks ago, Jess, because things have been moving so quickly for you. But in terms of your ideal client, like what level of the organization they're in and what it is you're really wanting to support, who you're wanting to support and how?
Yeah, so the need that I've experienced and identified and that I know is not uncommon is tailored career development, coaching, and advisory consultancy in developing the path forward for really high achievers that are on a path to success in some direction or another. And if they don't take control of it, you know, the organization is going to dictate which way they go. And so my objective is to help them make sure that they're making career decisions that are in alignment with their self and with their ultimate goals, and helping them see the steps between what their end vision is and kind of the gaps in skills and trainings that they currently need, and then, like, you know, helping them source that skill enhancement through an organized program throughout the year. That wasn't super succinct. I'm still working this out.
Anybody have any feedback or questions for Jess? I thought that was super succinct.
I did too.
Yeah.
And this is so spot on.
Go ahead.
You're so spot on, Jess. This is exactly what you should be doing.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So
totally in alignment with you.
Yes.
I agree.
When you speak, when you like express the knowledge that you built, it was like, you should just be directing people. People should just be figuring out their shit through you. So you need to, this is what you need to be doing. It's so perfect. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So amazing. Awesome. Congrats, Jess. And then in terms of what you just said, coming from the corporate world, I totally understand what you're saying and like can see who like, what you're trying, like the ideal client that you're going for. So I think it totally makes sense.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always observed like so much emphasis and training and like investment in top leaders and executives, but it's really the people that are just on the cusp of getting there that need that extra support. And it's just, it's lacking in so many areas. So
yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Go
ahead.
Sorry. Okay, I'm just so happy for you, and when you were saying it, like, it was the perfect, if I needed that service, I totally, yeah. I mean, exactly how you said it was just so, you were so confident, and it just came out, like, no stopping, no pauses, and so it was perfect, yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Yay. Yeah, I was just about to say that you're going to put me out of a job because everyone's going to be happy in their career, Jess.
No, I'm sure I'll be coaching some people out.
I think corporate America would have to completely transform for that to happen, and I do not see that.
Oh, right. Thank you for sharing, Jessica. Thanks for letting me kind of dig a little bit deeper into some of that. Yeah, when Jess sent that over and our correspondence since, it's been maybe a month or a couple months. Again, my timeline is horrible right now. It just landed, like the energy around it. Rec Region is amazing, and your efforts and your, like, everything that you poured into that and how strategic you were and like starting from never having launched anything before and launching something brand spanking new that doesn't exist, like you did an amazing job with that, and I really want to validate that, even though it didn't lift off the ground in the way that you were wanting it to perhaps, but your energy and your efforts and everything you put into it was honestly amazing to witness. And there also was this sense of like an energy around it for you that felt like it, I think, or at least it felt like this kind of witnessing it, that it was like a lot, like this huge Mount Everest sort of situation and like a lot of logistical things to figure out. Not that that was an issue necessarily, but just not a lot of security around it, which is the case in entrepreneurship a lot of times. But with this, this energy, it's like this mixture of your previous experience, your previous connections, contacts, the amazing stellar reputation that you've built for yourself in all of your, you know, the past 20 years, being able to like stand on that as a foundation and then do something new. As like what Kim said, like there's this like aligned energy around it that's just super exciting, and I'm so happy for you. Yeah, totally. Yay. All right, that's where Jessica is at. Who would like to go next? Where you at? Amy, yes. Jasmine. Nice try.
Jasmine! Was that your hand raise?
She's like trying to hide in her sweatshirt.
I know. I'm joking. Who's going to go after that slam dunk? She's like MJ back in 78.
Is that my uncle?
Jasmine's
calling my uncle.
I'm watching The Last Dance on Netflix. I'm all about him right now. I'll go. Is someone else going? Did I just take someone's spot?
Oh,
I think Amy
was.
Go.
No, Amy go. Yeah. I'm joking. You go.
Amy, yours is really exciting too. It's a good.
Oh my gosh! So first, I just wanted to say, like, I, Jessica, you already know that I love what you're doing, and when you had mentioned it to me prior, I was like, of course, like that's exactly what you should be doing because I already like go to you and you know, you're just, it's amazing. So I'm really super happy for you. As far as me, I have pivoted about 100 times, I feel like at this point, but I feel like I finally came to a conclusion as far as what road I'm going to go down. So it's not exactly coaching. I know, right? And it's it's funny, when I first told Fawn, it was on a one-on-one call, and I had this like bright beaming light behind me when I mentioned it to her. It was funny. I think she screenshotted it. Mm-hmm. But okay, so I'm going to go, what I'm trying to create is like more like a community, like a, eventually maybe like a membership type community, but for now just, and I am like, haven't really done much of anything yet with it. It's just the ideas. I'm still doing like research and going through the elements and business development, but I've actually stuck with this idea for more than like 2 months. So that's a real pat on the back for me. So it revolves around, I'm 47 and I had already gone through, full menopause. I was fully menopausal when I was 44, like 44 and a half. So I was already doing like my own kind of research on like what the risks are with that, what that kind of means for, because the average age is like 51. So it's called early menopause. If you have, if you're fully menopausal between 40 and 45. So I was already doing research on it, already looking at risks associated with it, already researching like why it happens. I realized that it's a very small percentage of women that go through it naturally. Now, of course, there's women that have like surgeries, and because of the surgeries, they're early menopause, but I'm kind of just looking at the natural early menopause. So it's like 5%. So it's a really, really tiny, small niche of people, or niche, however you want to say it. So that's kind of the community that I'm building, because there's not really a lot out there on it. There's a lot of like menopause blogs and stuff, but it's very old people-ish looking, and it's just not fun. They're not fun communities at all. They're very just, I don't know, they're just a lot of, I don't know, old people questions, and just questions all around just hot flashes and things like that. And that's not what I want to make my community about. Like, of course I want to have, you know, information on that type of things, and information on the risks associated with it, because that's what I'm more concerned with. Because when you have early menopause, you have more risks associated with like diabetes and osteoporosis and Alzheimer's. So I want information on that too, but I don't just want that. Like, I want it to be a community more uplifting? Like, what can you do to help yourself to not have those risks, or to maybe not prevent them, but to delay them at least? So it's all about fitness. It's all about nutrition. It's all about wellness and just mindfulness and self-care. So that's kind of what I want to make the community be about. Not have the information and have them be able to talk about whatever questions they have when it comes to the symptoms, like the hot flashes and all that kind of stuff and the weight gain, but have it be more positive too, and more like looking forward to the future. And then if it turns into like helping them figure out, you know, if it ends up becoming like figuring out what you want to do with your life, then I can pivot that way too. And I do want to have a lot of like, I'm a more hands-on person, so I love products too. So I eventually want to have products and things like that. So it'll start one, you know, at one point, and then I have like a whole umbrella of things that I want to do with it. So that's where I'm at.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amy, that is freaking amazing. I can send you my mom, because she is going through it, let me tell you, with menopause. Like,
really?
And it's just, yeah, there's not enough research. I do know of a nutritionist. Her name is Elisa Vitti. I'll send you her podcast, and she is
okay. Amazing.
Like, she is just like breaking the mold. And when it comes to like nutrition and just all the research she's done, so I'll send you her, her book on Amazon. But yeah, it's so needed.
Oh, another book. I love it. Thank you.
I am really happy for you. Of course, I love all your ideas. So anytime you're ready to resurrect those, I'm so in, including the doggy thing. So yes, I'm still on that.
Oh, I know. I did talk about that.
And I so want to sign up for your group. So want to sign up for your group, because I'm going through that. So, and I'm reading every day. I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, what can I do for this? And I want it to be natural. So yes, I'm on. I'm in.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you. Still at the very beginning stages, but I'm super excited to keep moving forward. And I actually look forward to my late night, like, business research and all that. Whereas before I was like, what Netflix show is on?
Yay. So anyone else have feedback questions for Amy about her clarity?
It sounds really perfect for you, Amy, and also very in line with like having that umbrella, because I can see your 100 other ideas integrating into what you're doing, and you're gonna be totally Amy in this. You'll have,
I hope so. Thank you, Jasmine.
Every part of your creative mind incorporated into this little seed that you're like, it's just gonna flourish.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I don't know how I'm gonna get my poop bags involved, but I'll try.
Hey, women between the ages of 40 and 50 going through premenopause have dogs too.
Yeah, it's their therapy. It's a, you know, it's like their companion to help them get through the flashes.
Yes. Yay. And Amy's been, I think all of you can relate to this. Like, once you figure the thing out, it's like such a relief. And then it's also like, oh God, it's like, it's real. It's like, okay, now I'm getting started on it, which is exciting. But the roller coaster of that experience is, you know, it's, there's some ups and downs in there. And Amy's just that, like, all of you have navigated that incredibly in the past year, as I've like witnessed all of you. And Amy's been experiencing that in the last couple of months, but my God, like, having gone through LFP and like using your tools, AIM, and like watching you catch the gremlins, get those fuckers outside and not let them take you out, or not let them take you out for too long, and like just exercising these muscles from all these books that you love and you read and you absorb, it's there's like a strength to you and a resilience to you through this phase, this very recent phase, that is, it's just been so amazing to witness. Really inspiring.
Thank goodness for LFP, because I do. I mean, every day I have gremlins. It's not like it's been, you know, even since I've had my aha moment or whatever you want to call it, every day I still have them. Like even you know, you asked me the other day, like, you know, let me know if you have any questions or something, like, you know, I guess during a polo, you had said, you have any questions, just reach out to me. And sometimes I get like, I don't even know what questions to ask. Like, I'm not built for this. I don't even know what questions to ask. Or how am I supposed to have a business when I don't even know what I'm supposed to be asking you to help me start a business. And then, but I know that I have these, they're just thoughts. And it's so just great to just know, to know that it's not real, to know that I can have the thought. And then that's priceless. And I say it all the time. If nothing else I get from this, if whatever, I have that, and that's life-changing, I think.
Mm, yeah.
But I really don't want to stay in corporate, so.
No, now that you have the clarity and we've got a focal point, you're off the
leash. I gotta do something.
You're moving forward, Missy.
Yeah.
And to that point about the gremlins, there was, and this, I hope it's okay I share this, I think it's a great story, a month or so or something back, where I got a polo from Amy. I was having kind of a busy morning and I watched her, maybe it was at night, and I watched the polo, and it was like kind of like she had been cruising, like doing really well, doing the research, like excited. And then I get a polo and it's like panic meltdown mode. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not made for this. And just like, I'm so glad you poloed me. And just all the gremlins were like full force. Like, and like Peter, and I'm like taking all these notes. And then I noticed, I had a call or something. I noticed 20 minutes later, I get another polo from Amy. And I'm like, oh no. You know, and I watched the polo and she had completely done a 180, kicked the asses of those gremlins. Like, she's like, I am so sorry about that. I'm in the car right now. I just had a talk with my gremlins and I got through that. So don't even worry about all of that stuff. It's going to be fine. It was like, boom, boom. So fast. That was really, really cool.
Totally remember that. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're doing my notes. Never mind. Don't need them. Tear them up. love it. Love it. Yay. Okay. Who's next? Jazz, you were opting in. Yeah. Cool.
I am slowing down. That's where I'm at. I've been very calm lately, which has been amazing. You guys know what that feels like. I know, but it's very different than what I felt like a year ago when I was like just spinning and, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? You know, how come I don't know what to do? Now I'm like, how come I don't know what to do? Figure it out, I guess. At some point, I don't know, it'll come, I don't know, but it's okay. And that in and of itself is a big deal, to be able to like say it's okay and like feel like I believe in myself. So that's a huge deal for me, because I don't think ever slowed down. So I'm really practicing my silence and my journaling and enjoying the one foot in front of the other, because it's really happening right now, but it's still the most difficult part in like being unable to control how long it takes and like being uncomfortable with that. And those of you that are like further along, and like Vaughn, you were just saying how it's like, oh, you know what it feels like? It's like such a relief. I'm like, I can't wait for that, because I'm on a roller coaster, motherfucker. Like, damn it.
Is that true? I think there might be clarity in there happening.
There is, but it's not the relief like I know will come. So I like the roller coaster is okay. It's a beautiful roller coaster right now. Like I even had like a low point today where I was like, I'm going to enter this team call. I was talking to Joel. I'm going to enter this team call. I'm like, I love these women and I want to hear all of this and like feel into this and like, what am I going to say? And then I was like, no, I'm going to like loud and proud shine all my progress and like different is beautiful. And it's our different has been different the whole time. And like, that's okay. But it's still the roller coaster because I don't necessarily have like, I don't know that I don't have, I don't know. There's clarity in like my spirit and like my energy. A lot of clarity there, but the path and like the direction hasn't really shown itself yet. So, I had a lot of progress with my family. I've had a lot of progress like with myself, and I think I took control of the things I could, and we just, instead of pushing like quitting my job, we pushed like don't spend money, and we, you know, got out of debt, and that was a huge deal, and that lent itself to a lot more ease for my own mind to like flourish and like calm down and settle and like empower Joel through his like growth phase right now, which is so beautiful and like really fun, and there's so much going on for him, and that's like also fun for me because I can just like not stress about needing to move or navigate or like make an actual like jump or leap, because like those leaps are happening like inside right now. That's how I feel. And when I had the low moment today, I was like, So I was like, okay, like what's my focus? And before I got on the call, I started to listen to, it's funny, Ashley, you said Ikigai. And I listened to like the first 4 minutes and I was like, of course, this is perfect. And I was just like right back up. So it takes a minute, but the like calmness is like, it's okay that it took a year. And it's okay that the next phase or the next, I don't know, like drastic, like physical change might take another year or 2 months or 2 days, or it doesn't matter. It's okay. So my Rafiki came out when I took mushrooms. Is what happened. And I shouldn't just, I don't blame it all on that. It's usually funny just to say out loud, but it's like a combination of like finding fun, being uncomfortable back to work, like taking time for myself, like having that experience, but then also just like continuing on the path and just doing the work. Just doing the work, even though it doesn't, I know you guys know, it doesn't feel like you're doing it all the time. Like, I really sometimes feel like I'm actually not doing anything. And then I'm like, I am, even if it was just a session, or yep, it's okay, stop it, bah, bah, bah. or just a journal, or like, you know, just one module, or like just one video, or just one podcast. Like, I'm still, like, I'm putting it in my face and I'm like embracing it and I'm hearing it and I'm like soaking it in and, I'll have that like experience just like you all have. And you're the reminder that it's going to happen. So that's where I'm at. So thank you. Yeah.
So amazing. Such a huge shift from June, even like that frenetic energy of feeling like you had to make all these decisions and, just like pressures and stress and wanting to be at the destination. And I mean, I know obviously you're present also, but there was a kind of like a beehive kind of energy around it in a way, and an unsettledness and like a refusal to, and there's a part of you which is like, no, I'm going to figure this out. Yeah. And then, so Jasmine and I had a conversation about her, whether she wanted to kind of continue her coaching package or take a break or what was going to happen. And she decided she wanted to. Of course, I was like thrilled. And she's like, so what can I do between like now and when we start? Cause I'm going to be doing, taking like the stuff for the circus scene and da da da. And she like wanted some like a kind of like a prep checklist. And I was like, okay, you're not going to like this very much. This is in August. You're not going to like this. It's not what you're wanting to hear. But your homework is to do nothing for 20 minutes a day every day and just sit and do nothing for 20 minutes. And really do your awareness practice and really tune in with it. And you did. You like you trusted me or whatever. I don't know if you trusted me or what it was, but something got you to sit. Something got you to commit to that. And sure enough, that and Rafiki's magic in combination, it's like completely different energy. There's this like total presence and like, it's great. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. It feels totally different. So,
yeah. I found these Rafiki stickers online that say "Remember who you are," and I sent them to her. Oh, yay! Remember who you are. But who else? Feedback, questions, shares for Jazz before we move around the circle.
I just want to say that. I think it's super cool that you took time out to do that because I know how fast paced you were and how, you know, like how everything in a row for you. And, you know, I can still see your sticky notes. And I remember you had your whole wall up and everything. So I think it's super cool that you took the time to be present. And the fact that you're saying, this is okay, like, and you're smiling from, like, the inside out. Your smile is, like, super huge. It's not like you're just saying, oh, well, you know, this is fine for right now. It seems like, you know, that you're really happy. So I am very happy for you.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, I'm so glad you let yourself slow down, Jazz. I remember one call where you just listed off all of your ambitions and all of them were top importance and all of them you really wanted to throw your heart into. And I remember just feeling like, so I felt so much of what you were saying. And it was clear to an observer that you could just decide not to do something and give yourself a break, but it didn't seem like you had that opportunity for yourself in that moment. And I'm so glad that you found it because, yeah, having enough space to just calm down and feel like you're processing and functioning as a normal human or just giving some space when problems come up is so valuable and it'll serve you well and you will achieve everything you want to in the time that works for you and that makes sense.
Thanks, Jess. I was thinking about you when you said you gave yourself your 6 months of a gift and then another 6 months to, you know, that's like just time is a gift. So yeah, it's cool to see you put it in practice.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you modeled that really well, Jess. And Ashley, too. Ashley gave herself a break after exiting her job, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of room for clarity and inspiration when the fridge is full, when the beehive is, like, happening. I don't know the analogy to use right now. But, yeah, so that's why I was like, okay, slowing down. And then we'll see what happens from there. And it's amazing. It's been really incredible. All of you who have like dropped into your morning practices and like devoted that like meditation time, journaling time, reflection time, it's because I interact with a lot of you a lot and I can see it. I can see the like acceleration, deceleration, and then the like opening that happens. It's like, oh. So yeah, beautiful. All right, who's next? Where you at? Where you at? Ariana, yay! Cool. Ariana, Ashley.
Okay.
So, okay, so Fawn and I, we are on our 16th session already. Freaking crazy how time is flying. My journey with Fawn has been just so amazing. It's just like on another level when you begin to do the work and you begin to actually apply it. Because that was the thing that was bothering me before I even decided to become a coach. I was like, I don't want to have imposter syndrome. So I was really worried about that. I was like, I don't want to go into this and be phony and say, oh, you know, I meditate every day, when in reality I don't. I'm sitting on the couch. So I was like, okay, I have to really practice what I'm preaching. So let me tell you, my life just continues to change, and I see such a shift in me. And I also see a shift in Carlos. Like, it's like contagious. Once you start working on yourself, your partner catches the bug. And it is so freaking amazing, because then I think, you know, Lowen will catch the bug when she grows up, you know? So I've also decided on the niche that I'm going to focus on, and it's mommies. So, but here's the but. I want to help moms in the sense of, I want to help the woman underneath the mommy title. I feel like when you become a mom, you forget about yourself and you put yourself on the back burner. And when in reality, you're the heart of the family. And without you, the beat just stops and it just, everything just shambles. And I want to help them realize that their life matters and, you know, they're the core of everything. So I'm focusing on moms, but in reality, my coaching and my program will be just for the woman underneath the mommy title. I've also been doing, well, we actually just wrapped out the foundations course. That was fun. At first, it was a little intimidating, I'm not going to lie, because everyone had a little bit of experience. So I felt like a little goldfish in a shark tank. But I learned so much from them, and it was just so amazing. And I'm just practicing my ass off, and I actually have a potential client, so I'm really excited. I plan on launching in January, so I'm actually working on the branding right now. I'm getting the aesthetics and really just telling myself, okay, it does not need to be perfect. And, you know, what really matters is the ingredients. Like, when you eat a taco, you don't look at the aesthetics of the taco. You just make sure the taco tastes good. So I have to just apply the same thing to my website and to my coaching. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Ah, hell yeah. Oh my God. I love that taco. Yay. So exciting. I'm going to just open it up because you get to hear from me all the time, Eliana, but yeah, amazing. This one.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Excited for you. And yay.
Thank you.
First client. I have a clarifying question. Are you opening up your niche a little bit? Because I know we're like originally focused on women, mommies postpartum, but it's specifically, I guess it's all involved too, but just clarifying. Just, I mean, it's awesome
thank you.
How you just described it was really cool. And I think, I'm not a mom, obviously, so I can kind of understand, but not really understand it. But I do understand like how moms get lost into that title. So it's really cool to be able to show them everything else that they are and that they are important and all that. So
yeah, definitely. I don't want to focus on postpartum because I feel like if someone does have postpartum, they need to go see a therapist. And I don't want to, God forbid, like I advise them a certain way, even though coaching is not advising. But yeah, so it's definitely moms, but the women underneath the mommy title. Yeah, thank you for that.
Awesome. That's so cool.
It's so important. It's just so important. And if you've been there, you know how important it is. And anyone who's a mom will get it. You won't have to think twice or say it twice. It's empowering. And we all need to be reminded all the time. Like the spirit and the energy that created the beautiful life that is your child, mm-hmm. like never fades, but it gets, what's one of the analogies? It gets like covered in shit and then painted with nail polish.
Yeah.
You know, really. With like the rules, whatever, I forget where it's from, but the rules of life or the rules of what you should do as a mom or, you know, how you should be as a mom. And it's like, no, come back to here.
Yeah.
And you'll let women and mothers be reminded of that through your work, I'm sure. So that's super powerful.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And do you want to share a little bit, Eliana, about in your research, what you realized, like how no one really accesses this angle of it? Like it's about the like parenting.
Oh, yeah. It's totally like a completely forgotten realm of women. Like it's so sad. There's therapy for postpartum. However, in my research, I noticed that there's barely any life coaches for moms. And if there are life coaches, it's coaching in regards to how to be a better mom towards your kids or a better partner. But it's not the woman underneath the mommy title, because it's like, at the end of the day, we still exist. Like, I'm still Aliana Jimenez. Yeah, I'm a mom and I'm a wife, but I'm still Aliana Jimenez and I'll always be that person. So that's what really sparked that interest and really is what drives, it's what's really just like, I need to get out there. I need to help moms, you know?
Yeah, brilliant.
I love it too. I love it because like Ashley said, I thought you were going more the postpartum direction too. So I love that you're not, and I love that it's just about the mom, and I love that you're including all moms, like not just necessarily newer moms or moms of like babies and toddlers, but because moms of teens lose themselves too all the time. It's like every phase with a kid is a new phase with a mom, and
so
they
true.
Lose themselves. Like you think you're busy now with toddlers, you're even busier when you have multiple teenagers.
I'm sure.
And you like before they can drive anyway. Let's put it that way.
Like, oh
before
no.
They can drive. So I love that you're being more inclusive, but it's still a niche. Like it's still small enough.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thanks.
I love the change too. I know when you asked about the Facebook group, who wanted to be in it, I thought, you know, because I wasn't a mom of a little person, mine are bigger than me now. And so, I like that whole angle because yeah, you are right. And yeah, so I love it.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, I think as women in general, we have so many expectations from society put upon us, and it's really hard to stay true to yourself. And that, you know, being a mom, I'm sure that is just compounded.
Oh yeah.
To nth degree. So I think your focus is super smart. I love the way that you thought through the postpartum depression and considered, you know, the potential implications there and then found a direction that you felt more aligned with and that can serve so many in such an important way. It's just, it's a beautiful service. I look forward
Thank
to seeing
you, Jess. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yay. Awesome. Let's see. Who do we have left here? We have Ashley and Kim. Who would like to go next?
I can go. I am slowly but surely continuing on my path of coaching and trying to grow my business. And obviously I've been working with Fawn through all that. And then as Eliana mentioned, the foundations training and all of that, which was cool, had some really good insights, I guess, in the last couple of months through the foundations training and all of that. So that was really cool. I think I was at some point over the summer just was, I had a couple of clients and I was just still like caught up in my head a lot. I was like, didn't have the confidence, still wasn't there. And I was always like, what if I don't say the right thing or ask the right thing or whatever? And through the foundations training, through coaching, through mentoring with Fawn and all of that, just really came to the realization that it's all about being present, and it's all about just being there and holding that space for that person. And if that's all that is, that's fine. It's still a very impactful thing for the person, but it also kind of, one, put some relief off of me, but then also just that presence. And like you guys have been talking about, like the sitting in silence or just getting quiet and all of that has really helped me overcome the confidence issue, I guess, because I've noticed that just being present or just sitting and just letting the light or the intuition or whatever come to you and actually listening to it has just given me a much more, I don't know, I come from a calmer, I approach my coaching calls a lot different place, and I come from a calmer place when I go into my coaching my clients now. I am more confident. I don't really like to use that word anymore. I feel more competent and not confident.
We kind of destroyed confidence in foundations. Yeah. Anyone who's like, if confidence is a gremlin for you and you haven't listened to that call recording, let me know. I'll send it to you. Anybody.
I highly recommend it. Just asking yourself those questions or having somebody ask yourself those questions, you're like, ah. Yeah. Anyways, it's very eye-opening. It's hard to explain, but it helped me through a lot of that stuff. And I approach my coaching sessions in a much different way, much calmer. I'm totally present and there and not like in my head, like thinking about like, what am I going to ask next or whatever. And that has helped me become a much better coach. And things do come to me like in the moment, because that was the other thing as part of my confidence. I was like, what if I don't know what to say in real time or in the moment or whatever? And just all I know that I need to do now is like presence. Obviously there's a little bit of prep that goes in before each of my sessions, but just that presence has just really helped me and has been a really big realization for me and my, and how I coach my clients. And I feel like I am a better coach now for it. So that's been really cool. Other things that I wrote down, I have 6 clients now, which is, I should celebrate, right? That is a really cool thing. I have to remind myself because I obviously want more because I really want to get rid of my consulting stuff. So that's why I'm always like, it's only 6, but no, that's a really fucking cool thing. And I actually looked at it. That's since July, June, end of June, early July was my first client, and I've gotten a new client ever since then. So it's 1 client a month, and it's pretty cool because I only need like 2 to 3 clients consistently a month for me to be like, peace out consulting work. So I'm a third of the way there.
And not just any clients either. Like, what kind of clients do you have, Ash?
Well, one of my most recent clients that I signed is a former boss of mine. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, that was, it was really cool that she reached out to me, and we're friends on Facebook and all of that. And she reached out to me and she's like, I really want to talk to you about coaching. And we did a consult and we started a couple weeks ago. So it's pretty freaking awesome. Yes, former boss of mine is one of my clients. it's cool. Yeah, I think I'm slowly but surely growing, but I of course wanted to go faster, but I've also come to some acceptance that I am where I'm supposed to be right now, and it is totally fine. I will keep working towards like growing my business, obviously, and everything that I need to do. But I want to, you know, put some goalposts or things to aim towards in terms of getting rid of the consulting stuff. But because I do think it's somewhat keeping me comfortable because it is steady income, if I'm being completely honest. But which Fauna actually polled you about earlier today. Well, and I'll share with you guys. In the last couple of weeks, the word to decide, which means like to cut off, has been randomly showing up. And like I think Fawn mentioned it on a call a couple weeks ago. Sunday, I was listening to something, and it was in that. And then on Monday, a woman who's on my Facebook feed or whatever, she did a whole like post about it and what it means. And I'm like, all right, well, and so. To me, what that means, or when I first think of what I need to like cut off and cut out, is the consulting stuff, and maybe I need to get a little bit creative how I can replace some of that income, and while I'm still growing my coaching business. So I don't know. So that's where I'm at too, and exploring and getting creative about what else that I can do to continue to grow my business, as well as replace the income that I get from consulting, so I can get rid of it sooner rather than later. And I think those are all my updates.
One more. It's related to your, also I just want to put a pin in here too. So all of her clients are ideal clients for her, like hell yes clients, not like so-so people or like, oh, they're like, she's just coaching for coaching's sake. Like all of them are, it's just so amazing that it's happened like that. Also, what about your, coaching niche, Ash, and kind of your $1,000 cheeseburger?
Yes. Oh, I didn't share that because I feel like, oh, I guess I wouldn't have shared it within you guys. I can't remember who shares what, because I like talk to Kim like and Aliana. I see them often in coaching and whatever. But yes. So my niche and what I want to eventually do with my coaching is like transformation through travel. It's like an experiential coaching thing. I really, for me, traveling was a huge eye-opener and game changer for me. The first time I traveled internationally, which was like back when I was in college, and I had made it a thing for ever since then. I was like, I am going to get out of the country at least once a year, every year. And I've done that since I've graduated from college, which is, I don't know, 15 years ago, however long ago that was. And it's just, I just think there's so much that can be learned from traveling. I think you're a different person when you go travel. You shed some of the things that the expectations that you have of yourself or that others have of yourself when you're traveling. And I think there's so much that can be done when you travel. And so I want to have an offer for women or for whoever really, to like, say we go spend a week somewhere, could be overseas or whatever, and we get you out of your comfort zone, or we do, I don't know, you want to try on like some volunteer opportunity or something for a new job or whatever. But it's just a whole like experiential coaching experience where we would go and spend a week somewhere and like see what happens and see the transformation that could happen. So it's just something that I, once COVID, we can travel again safely and all of that. It's just something that I'm very passionate about, because I think there are so many different things you can learn about yourself and what you want and all of that through traveling and getting out outside of your little bubble. So that is that. And I have not made a ton of progress on that, but thinking through it, through all the stuff that we're doing, but and starting to talk about it. And I also am going to soon, start my blog on my website, which will speak to some of this too. And I'm going to share like some of my own travel experiences and like how they helped me, you know, change a perspective on something or helped me grow in some way or what have you. But, and I guess I've launched a website since we've last talked to you. It's a good enough website.
Oh yeah. And a couple of radio interviews and podcast interviews.
And some of that stuff too. Those like a couple months ago. Sorry.
Yay. Awesome. Anyone have, I talk to Ashley all the time, so I celebrate her like 5 times a week. Anyone have any feedback or questions for Ash? Go for it.
Ashley, you need to celebrate. You have 6 freaking clients. I expect a picture this week of you celebrating.
All right.
In some way, some capacity. Okay. Holding you accountable, okay?
All right. I will send you a picture sometime this week.
Okay. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Yes.
Definitely celebrate. Definitely celebrate. That is a big deal.
Thank you. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Go ahead.
Sorry. I agree. You need to give yourself major kudos because that's amazing. Like when you said 6, I was like, what? That's awesome. Yeah. And then you were my own like personal travel helper. So I know you're amazing at that too. And I'm sure that's going to go off hugely.
Well,
taught me so much traveling to Mexico.
I love the idea that you have around the travel experiences. You can tell that it's like some of what's like coming through you the most and that you like, you know, resonate with the most and you've had the best experiences. And I feel like you can share that and show that since you know it, like you've done it and experienced it. And anyone who's gotten a taste of travel and enjoyed it, they kind of know. So it's like, oh, I loved that trip. Or like, I'm thinking of Jess, like backpacking through the mountains. Like, yeah, it's awesome. And it fires you up. And like everyone has their version of that. And it might be a mountain and it might be a beach in like, you know, the middle of some ocean or like on some island or who knows, it's anywhere, but it's somewhere for somebody.
Right.
So that's powerful because it gets you out of the place that limits you, whether you want the place to limit you or not. Like sometimes it just does where you are. You just feel stuck and you just need that breath, that like that insight or the experience from a different physical location.
Right.
Cool.
You don't even know what's limiting you. Yeah.
You don't even know what's going to happen, but you know, like once you come back from it, you're like, oh, I needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great idea. So happy for you.
Thank you. And that reminded me, I also want to make it once my business gets really some traction, I definitely want to, there's a give back portion of it to like also offer this to children to like who are underprivileged or who don't get to like leave their, you know, wherever they are living or whatever, to get them out there to be able to, one, experience the travel and like see something outside of the small area that they live in, but to also like do some of this like mini coaching with them too, or some like this personal development. Cause I just think it's, especially where we are now in this world. And in the US, I just think it's so necessary to offer that to kids too. So like, I don't know, a few times a year, I would love to be offered like fully paid for kids to like go a week overseas or wherever, like to help them through this too. So that is also another dream, another goal.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yay. You're creating your own passions into your offerings as well, since you know the value so much, and it'll be something that you can serve with such excitement, and it'll also up-level your life as well. You get to travel to all these places with your clients. I mean, how amazing does that sound?
Yeah.
I love the planet, actually. I love it.
Fawn and I had that realization. We're like, this has been like sitting here this entire time. Like, of course you should be doing this with your coaching because you love traveling so much. But yeah.
Yeah. There was like a speed bump that happened of like finding your unique, like your uniqueness, your as a coach in the coaching world with all these other coaches and your unique ability. And yeah, and I'm like, so wait a minute, I like travel. What about experiential coaching? And then we pulled up her Ikigai and it's like, like serving others, having people see big perspectives, sharing my experiences. We're like, okay, checks out.
Yeah. It's there all the time. It's just fine.
Yeah. And it's so exciting because, like, after, I mean, think about when COVID starts to lift, right? We've got people who've been trapped at home who now hate their jobs probably because they work from home in a job that they already didn't like, and now they've been at home with it and they're just wanting to like bounce. And people, like millions of people who haven't been able to travel for a long time. So it's like, get ready, Ash, because it's about to fire off.
Yeah. All I'm doing is making lists of where the fuck I'm going to go. Yeah. Literally. Like every month, how many places can I go next year? I'm out to 2024. I've got lists of all the places I want to go. Let's go, Ash.
All right.
Where's the first destination?
Ready for you. That's awesome.
So good. Well, send her your Ikigai, and then she's going to, she'll create an itinerary based on your Ikigai.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. So we've got Kim, where are you at? And then we'll see if we have time for mastermind. We might do like a laser hot seat mastermind, or we might do something else to wrap out. But this has been really fun to hear where everyone's at. Miss Kim, where are you at?
So... let's see. I got a chance to take some time, except unlike Jax, it was forced on me. So I spent a little bit of the summer getting my life together and slowing way down, because it seems like when COVID started, I was like at my computer like 12 hours a day. And I was still, you know, doing my meditation and stuff, but I was still just doing way too much. So I got a chance, though, before that happened, to do a group for principals. And I'm not sure if I shared it with you guys, but I might have when we caught up before. But I got a chance to do that, which was super cool, because one of the principals ended up recommending me to her friend, which became a client. So that was nice. I have... had three. I'm down to two. One is a repeat, and the other one I think is also going to stay with me. And in June, I decided at the end of June to start an online yoga program to be a yoga instructor. So I will finish that prayerfully at the end of this month. So that I will be able to incorporate that into my coaching, which I have started to do. And I'm really interested. I was talking to Fawn today. I'm really interested in offering like, a few things for my clients as far as doing like a self-care day where I create an atmosphere, and it can be through Zoom for right now, because I did that with one of my clients already, and do journaling, processing, yoga, and meditation in the session. So I really like that. I also want to create a girls' night in, so they can, you know, meet as a group. It could be on Zoom or they could do it in person. And I want to create that kind of atmosphere. So they're deciding to stay in and I give them some kind of kit and we go through the process like that. In December, I will be holding like a workshop
We talked about it today. So instead of it being what the original thought was, it's probably going to be like a 2-hour thing. And the niche is for women who are experiencing being solo for the holidays because they might have previously been in a relationship. So that is the plan.
So, yeah. Awesome. Kim, would you be willing to share a little bit about the experience you created for that client and how you realized, like, this is what I want to do?
So I have a 17-year-old client who is a senior, and she is really, really driven. She's in sports. She's not in clubs anymore just because of school, but she's a cross-country runner. She's an all-A student, so she's applying to, like, all of these colleges. And so she is, like, pounding it out. And so I asked her if she wanted a self-care day, and she said yes. So I asked her some questions about what music does she like. Is she good for yoga? Because she just had an injury. So I asked her, were there any restrictions? So I kind of told her to come with water, relax. She could even come in PJs if she wanted to, but I told her we would be doing yoga. So I had, like, 3 hours to decide how I wanted it to look. So I was like, okay, so I had a tapestry. I brought down all my crystals, my candles, my sage, and my little gel things, and I put them on a shelf. And I had YouTube. I found a cool meditation music to listen to, and I had a candle. So we started off. And I had, like, very low lighting. So we started off with doing our intention, lighting our candle, taking our 3 deep breaths to ground in. And so then I walked her through a journaling thing first, which was how was she doing physically, spiritually, intellectually, emotionally. We did the today I feel because, and I will support myself today by, and she did that. So she got to choose one thing that she wanted to process through. So we did the is that true for you? Is that a story you tell yourself? And all of that. And so I was working with her on, well, what is your truth? And she couldn't get out of what she wanted to do to get rid of that feeling. And so then we did the yoga routine, which was really relaxing. So it wasn't high powered. So she would come down and feel into her body. And at the end, she said, you know, I came into this really anxious, and just very overwhelmed by life. And she said, and now I am centered and I'm at peace with my thoughts. And I was like, that's your truth. And I was like, this is what I want to do every day. So it was like the coolest thing. And right after that, we had Fawn's Halloween party. And so then I dressed in 80s and did aerobics. So it was like the coolest night. But I'm starting to order things so that I could set up my basement to totally do that. And I'm excited be done so that I could at least say, you know, I won't cause anybody any injury with anything I've made up for yoga. Like, you guys, thank you so much for being the guinea pigs in Mexico. But so I really want to do that.
Kim, you just took me back to the retreat and your facilitation throughout the retreat, and it was just like, this feeling of calm, zen, like it felt so good. And your voice and like your energy and everything through my experience with you at the retreat was glorious. And I'm so excited that you're able to like recreate this locally and share it even more. It's awesome. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I think we're all riding the high of the way you just looked and sounded.
Literally.
When you were describing that.
Literally.
There's just like pure alignment. Isn't that what that's called, right? Like
joy.
Yeah, joy. Pure, yeah. Awesome. It's so cool to see and like powerful and inspiring and like you're changing her life. Her life is already changed. Like she's growing. And her eyes are opening and her spirit is opening and like there's no greater work that you can do for an adolescent who is so lost with no tools and a whole bunch of shitty teenagers that they have to deal with every day.
I know. And you know what you said about that, I just want to comment. Her mom has done some work herself because her mom texts me often. She tries to keep me abreast. I don't tell her, you know, what we talk about, but she'll tell me. But her mom has really done the work before. I can tell she has. But she also knows that she's not the one that can reach her. And that was really eye-opening to me because, you know, I have a daughter that's exactly the same age. And I'm like, wow, okay. You know, that even with the work I've done, I'm not the one who can maybe she'll choose to listen to, you know. And so that even was eye-opening for me. But it is, it is great. Great feeling. Thank you, guys.
You have such a soothing voice, Kim. It's crazy.
I'm like really rocking it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Oh. And my mind is going crazy with all the different things you could do with that. Like just with doing the aesthetics of the setup and the journal, like all three of those things. One-on-one is great. But man, you could explode. Like online or in a school setting or something like that. Like it's huge. I love it. And my kids need it because they don't listen to me.
No. I definitely want to do it in a school. If I could change, if our schools would put that first. And there are some schools that are starting to do that. But our goals are always environment, reading, and math. But we do a lot with reading and math and not enough with environment. So I'm going to keep chirping in some people's ears. So thanks.
So powerful. Wow. I just had, as you were sharing, Kim, the part about her mom, I just had this realization of like Aliana coaches the moms, but Amy just brought them through premenopause with, and then Kim's working with the, and then Jessica's working with the moms who are corporate, and then their daughters go to Kim, and Ashley's taking them traveling, and Jasmine's helping them find their light. I'm like, oh God, it is a cult. What, Jess? It looked like you said something. Oh, my goodness. So wonderful.
That is so cool. We could really do that. I know just the person for you.
Yep.
I take notes on all the things that you guys are working on so that when topics come up, I know who to turn to and to refer to seriously. So, yeah, I see it.
I did the same thing, Jess.
That's awesome. Yay. Yeah. So I guess that brings us to, I wanted to do a little masterminding, but I also wanted to share the where I'm at update. I'll keep this super quick and then we'll go into mastermind. So on that note, actually, I can't not share this. So part of what is developing over here at LFP HQ and FMC HQ and has been developing for years, but it's really developing this year, the spring into summer, is this like clarity that this is so much bigger than me, which I've known that it's going to be, but like, I'm like, holy shit. In terms of creating this I call it like the light web of all of us who are going out there in the world and helping to transform their lives and make a positive impact. And part of my desire and my dream in growing Fawn Miller Coaching and Life on Purpose, Life on Purpose as a brand in the future, not just a program, is to bring everybody up with me. Like, the tide rises, you're all coming with me if you want to come along. And so I've been having some really fascinating experiences happen, and I feel like I'm channeling it, and I'm get to be the one to kind of make things happen, but it's like way bigger than me. And part of that, and one of the things that's come into my path, and I just had a conversation with this morning that I'm really excited about, and we'll see what happens, because details still need to be discussed and contracts need to happen. But there's a possibility of some pretty exciting partnerships in 2021 with some of the biggest players out there in the coaching world, in the personal development and transformation world. And I have this sense, based on what's happening so far here in this community and all of you and the amazing work that you're doing, and several of my other clients who are starting their own things or kind of transforming even in terms of their, like, internally with their organizations. But I have this feeling that some really big stuff is going to happen in 2021, and that we're going to see all of us transform and grow and blossom and go through this exciting experience of having success in doing what we love as a community and together. And it's like, it's the most mind-blowing, exciting thing in the world. Like, it's just happening. It's just coming to me. And it's such an honor to be here to facilitate it. And I've always said this, but it's never been about me. I don't feel proprietary about it. It's like, I just feel like this is what I'm here to do, and I'm doing it. So to be seen from some really important players out there in the world and have them approach me and say, hey, we want to partner with you long term and, like, get you to multiple seven figures and get your enterprises, like, big and help your people come along. I'm like, what? Like, hell freaking yeah, that's awesome. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, I've slowed down. I've pumped the brakes. I have a 4-month wait list. I'm working on LFP, and I am just like holding Mama Bear space with all of you and making sure that, like, things are in this really good dialed place as best as I can. So that in 2021, it's like, phew, it's off to the races. So, super exciting stuff. And I'll, of course, divulge more detail as things evolve. And you're all totally coming with me if you want to come. Not coming with me, but, like, I think there's going to be some cool opportunities coming up. So, yay! And I, of course, would not be here without all of you. We are so truly all in this together. So, yeah, such a cool experience. So, we have a few minutes to master. We can do a few minutes of masterminding, or we can share, like, one thing that's on the, maybe like a good stretchy thing by the end of the year, since we're in November. So it would give us like a month and a half or so. We can kind of go around the circle and say, okay, this would be amazing for me to either do or create or happen. Yeah, by the end, but let's say by January 1st. So we can do that, and I can hang a little bit afterward for a mastermind. Raise your hands if you'd like to mastermind and kind of brainstorm for a few. Anything? Okay. Yeah, I didn't get the sense that anyone was, like, super urgent about it at the beginning. Okay, cool. Let's do like a North Star end of year share, and then we can all hold each other accountable for that and support each other for that. Does that sound good? Make sense? Cool. All right. So January 1st, 2021, barring any alien invasions or other random events that could happen at any given time, what would be amazing? We'll do like 30 seconds for you ladies to hold space for that. whoever's ready, feel free to just go for it.
I'll go. So at this point, anything is really super stretchy for me. but I'm going to really try to have a community started, whether that be just not necessarily bringing in money, not monetary, nothing like that, just have it out there, even if it's only, 10 followers or whatever. So either through Facebook or that Circles, which I loved, but I know you said the other night to maybe start with Facebook, but I love that Circles. And I think there's more and more people not liking Facebook.
Yep.
So I know you mentioned maybe start with Facebook and then move to Circles, but, and that's still up in the air, but to have some kind of community or group started on one of the social media platforms. That's what I'd like to do.
Yay. How many members would be awesome for you?
I mean, my first number was 10. Like, I'm not going to make it like it's only a month and a half. Is that what it is?
Yep. Just how, what would be great by January 1st? 10, did you say?
That's what I said. 10.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, 10. I'm going to go with 10. I'm going to set the bar really low.
The space from 0 to 1 is oftentimes far greater than the space from 1 to 2, 2 to 3. 0 to 1 is so significant. So I think 10 is a great number for.
Yeah. If I could help and support 10 women, then that's great. I think that's great.
Yay. Awesome. Love it. And for those of you who are like, what the heck is she talking about with Circles? Very recently, I became privy to a community building site that just, because my networks, as some of you know, Ashley and I set something up and it just like didn't really work. We're not really exactly sure why, but neither of us were like super, super psyched on Mighty Networks once we started to actually like facilitate on that platform. So anyway, Circle is a different platform that is like a gajillion times better for so many reasons than Mighty Networks and Facebook. So for those of you who are like, what is she talking about? It's really cool. Okay, who's next? Jasmine. Or Jessica, go for it.
Well, actually, so is Circles the network that Pat Flynn is involved with? Okay. I've been curious about that. Good to know. My plan is stretchy, but it's the plan. So hopefully it's, anyways. So my objective is to sign this coaching contract with my former employer and to have the first batch of clients identified and lined up and that we're ready to start like 2021 visioning and starting like the initial consultations there.
That's exciting. So
there's a lot of steps that go into that, obviously. But that's where I'd like to end the year.
Hell yes. That's so exciting. Yay. Thanks, Jess. All right, who's next? Jasmine, go for it.
So roller coaster. I had like the gremlin come up as you guys were talking. That was like for all of you. It was like, but my reputation and all of the years of experience I have at work isn't enough to transition to like consult out or coach out, or I haven't like made my focus teaching enough or pedagogy to be an expert. And I'd be an imposter if I tried coaching. And then I was down here and then Kim started talking and I was like, oh my gosh, like the passion and the energy, like I felt that and I know that. And that's there and I'm capable of that. And there's a spark with kids when you started talking about that. Like, my focus maybe hasn't been like teaching, but my reputation is definitely coaching as a teacher. Like, I'm the person that closes our doors and turns all our lights off and says, fuck it to the bell schedule. And we meditate for 30 minutes in class. I don't care what my lesson plan says. And there's something there. And I don't know if that's like a direction to go, but I know that, like, I feel really good when I'm in your guys' presence and I hear you telling your stories and your experiences and like your breakthroughs. Like, it just like reminds me of the fire and like how that feels when you're like fall into like a situation where you feel really in alignment or whatever you want to call it. That's about as far as I got. So defining a stretchy thing, I'm not really sure, because right now I don't like have an objective. I'm like trying actively to not have an objective. So to like define something almost feels like I'm going against what I'm trying to do by like making a box to check, because I'm really good at making boxes to check and checking them and then being like, oh, I fucking did all these things that like aren't even what I really want to be doing. But I was really productive. So I wrote down like as far as like boxes to check, I have like two main like life goals, which is like the surrogacy is still on the table. To see if that process is going to work, and finishing like my computer science course, which I'm really loving learning, but neither one of those things feels stretchy necessarily. Cause I'm like really enjoying the process of learning, and then the surrogacy is just going to happen or it's not. So maybe I need help. Maybe I need to be pushed. I wrote down, do I need to put a timeline for this process? Like, should I go back to like, you know, I want to finish modules by the end of the year? I don't know. I couldn't pinpoint something, but maybe you can push me a little bit right now or help me define what would be stretchy, or maybe what I'm saying is just true and it's stretchy just to be quiet and slow down and not put a timeline on anything at all whatsoever.
Look at all these heads nodding.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Like, did you guys just hear what just happened there? What just came out of her? It's amazing. She's like, I don't need no boxes to check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stretch doesn't have to mean into like action. Or it doesn't have to mean anything. It just means that we're moving in the direction of our thrive mode. And oftentimes that direction means that we're getting outside of our comfort zone little by little or a lot by a lot. And it feels like we're stretching. So by all means, yeah, chill out until for as long as you want. And that is exactly the direction you're meant to stretch in. It's perfect.
The only thing that came to mind is, in that realm, like, there are times where I'm like, should I hold myself at least a little bit more accountable to like doing the work? Like, I'm doing my silence practice and my journaling, but you know, some of the other like minor goals that we have talked about, like taking a look at, I've been looking at the three principles videos or like the Ikigai, right? Should I set like, you know, I want to at least work 2 days a week, because sometimes I do feel a little bit complacent. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm going with the flow. Like, if I have time here or if I have time there. And other times I feel like I could have a little more structure around how much time I give that process. Quite honestly, because I watch Netflix. So like sometimes I'm like, I do want to check myself. Like there's part of me that's like, I do want a little bit of accountability, because like I don't need to watch How to Get Away with Murder again. But is that what I need in that moment, or is that me being a little bit complacent because I don't have like a schedule because I'm trying not to have a schedule. It's a little bit like of a balance. I don't know. That's the only place that I feel like I could maybe explore a little bit.
Okay. So we have a conversation on Friday, right?
You and I. Yeah, we can talk about it.
So that's
good
to know. So I'll field the question to you as we continue the circle. And my question is, how do you know when you are eating healthy in a way that you want to be and that really serves you and that you're like nourishing your body in this balanced, nutritious, like optimal way? And when you might be hungry or when you might have a craving for something that's not as healthy, what is it that helps you stay in a positive equilibrium? And so I'm using food or eating, or because I know you're super healthy, Jazz, or I think so. Or you could use like motherhood as an example as well. Like, you know how you want to, like, you just know that feeling of alignment when it happens. So the question would be, or the invitation would be to how can you use that same compass for this part of your life? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of analogies in two sets and one thing. So
it does.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who is next? Mariana?
Okay. By January, I definitely want to launch. The stretchy part for me would be launching the Not So Perfect website, as well as the Instagram. And I'm hoping I can gain some followers, as well as, this is really stretchy for me, which would be 3 Hell Yes paying clients by January. So, yeah, there you go.
Yay! Love that. Beautiful. Yep. And I really appreciate, I said this the other night, one-on-one, but I'll say it in front of everyone because I think it's good medicine for all of us. I appreciate that you are willing to move forward in a good enough zone, in that MVP capacity. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Eliana. I'm just going to start calling names now. How about you, Kim?
I think what I really want to do is to start advertising the Girls Night In as a package, maybe. Somehow I'm just trying to work it out in my head, but I think sincerely to advertise that is something that.
Beautiful. Awesome. How about, who do I have here? Ash?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing I thought of, but it's not all that stretchy, is, or at least I don't think it's all that stretchy, is to really get my messaging in line and get my blog started by January 1st, or more than started. But then what came to me, if I actually want to throw some stretchiness in that, is to start thinking of creative ways to one, like get more clients or supplement, start replacing the consulting income, which led me to maybe I should start offering some type of group coaching program. So that would be super stretchy for me though. So by January 1st, at least come up with an idea, maybe start putting some fillers out there. And maybe launch that at some point in January. I don't know.
Nice. Nicely done. You guys hear the change in her voice? She's like, this.
And maybe, I don't know, kind of, sort of,
Pretty much.
You can do it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get you practicing group coach, Ash, because you're taking over LFP, girl.
That's fair. Awesome. Group coaching is stretchy, but okay.
You can do it. Okay, cool. So messaging in line, blog, not stretchy. Start supplementing income with something and maybe look into group coaching. Okay, cool. I'm writing these down. I'm going to hold these too late. Beautiful. Okay, so that's, yeah, we've all shared. January 1st, good Lord, I've just stopped putting dates to things. Magic is happening and I can never plan magic. Okay, January 1st, okay, my coach invited me to do something super stretchy. Start sourcing the world-changing power team, basically, of scientists, psychologists. Like, I have this another big vision that's kind of very much related, that I was like, oh, my five-year dream. And he was like, why 5 years? What about not 5 years? What about, like, really soon? And I'm like, but he's like, so I will make at least one connection with somebody that I will be inviting into my super squad, or into the super squad, to save the world. That was stretchy. Okay. Now that we've all stretched, yay, cool. So that gives us all month and a half-ish. Feels good to have a North Star that's like energizing, at least for me. Yeah, yay, ladies. Let's keep moving as a team. I know we kind of ebbed out of the monthly team calls. It just seemed like engagement, like there's a lot going on, and no worries at all with that. So maybe what I'll offer up is like quarterly team reunion calls, or, you know, just kind of tune into what would be valuable for you ladies. Because it, I mean, getting together is really valuable. It's just about figuring out like this timing and the win of it. So awesome. Let's wrap out. Actually, we'll do a quick takeaway round. Anybody that needs to hop off, of course, feel free as usual, but I would love to hear any takeaways from tonight. We'll just keep it like quick soundbite and wrap out.
Sorry, I have to go. Have a good night.
Bye. Thanks for being here. Yay. All right. Popcorn round, takeaway round.
I'll go. Can I go?
Cool.
Yeah. So first, I just want to, Jasmine, I love how well you know yourself and the way you speak about yourself and your needs and your wants. And I think you need to give yourself credit. Sorry, my dogs are going crazy. I think my girls are moving. Can you still hear me? Let me get back to you. Oh, okay. Hi. Hi. I'm on a call.
We're taking over the world.
All right. The dogs are barking, so I had to. Okay, I'm sorry. So back to Jasmine. when you speak, like, I don't know. I can't say whether you have clarity or not, but I know what I think you should be. And I think the way you speak and how you know yourself and how you present yourself and your spirit is just undeniable. And it's amazing. And I love hearing you speak and I love listening to you. And when you say things, I'm always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in my head, I'm like, I agree with so much of what you say, and I just think the way you speak it is amazing. So I love you.
Thank you.
I love you all.
Wow. At a time much needed. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. I wish I knew myself as well as you knew yourself. Because sometimes I feel like I don't know myself. But then I hear you and I'm like, wow, like, it's amazing. So
Wow.
I just wanted to speak on that.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Amy, do you want me to give you the same assignment I gave Jasmine to sit and do nothing every day for 20 minutes? Oh, I did. That's right. And that's when your business idea came through. Psh, what am I talking about?
It did. You're right.
Oh, my God.
I don't do it now, though. Like, I go, my problem is I go up and down. Like, I'm not doing it anymore, the 20 minutes. I probably should be. So I just, I still meditate, but not like I was.
Okay. Well, we have a call tomorrow morning, Amy. So I'm going to come up with some homework that's probably something around doing nothing for 20 minutes a day.
I love it.
Awesome. Anywho, who else has a takeaway? Yeah, go for it.
It was just, honestly, mine is just about the connection that happens when we're together. And I know some of you have some contact between these calls, but it's really helpful for me to have the light shed on your progress, to instill in me like to hold that anchor that the journey is, or it's just all about the journey, and it's worth it, and it feels really good, and outcomes happen. Not that I don't feel like that's happening for me now, but just in like a different way. And it's just really beautiful to connect again. So I'm really grateful that we got on the call, almost all of us together today. And, you know, just really uplifting. And I mean, Amy, especially at the end, but just the whole call, to be able to express ourselves to each other in like just really nice ways and to be able to express what we're doing and get feedback, I think seems like it serves just the human population incredibly well and needs to happen so much more frequently. So I'm so grateful and thankful to have this network and whatever you've got brewing, Fawn. These calls help to keep me like in the light. So I always feel more aligned. I always feel more empowered. I always feel more true. I'm much calmer than I've ever been. Even when I felt like through the call, the roller coaster, I don't feel it. Like I did, but I don't. It's kind of hard to describe, but just thanks for hosting. And I'm excited to hear what you have going on. And I'm excited to continue.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jazz. Mm-hmm. Who else? Take away.
I can go. Mine's similar to Jazz. It's just all the connection and being able to share our journeys together and the space together and just to be able to, I don't know, catch up with each other and have this space. It's just really cool. It's really inspiring. It's also very coming together like we did today, reinvigorating for me in a sense. So, yeah. So it was just, I'm glad we had it. And that's my takeaway. Just getting here to, I just feel very fortunate to be here with all of you guys. So
beautiful. How about you, Miss Kim?
Ditto. When we were first on the call and we were talking about where we were this time last year, it was I realized that this is the place where I met some of you, and then the place where I've really gotten to know you, and then like just to see the progress, it is like just, it's beautiful. And yeah, I just, in my own life and then knowing all of you, somebody asked me a question about just the other day, just about being a woman and a Black woman in business. Did I ever feel like not heard? And the first thing I thought of was you guys. And I said, no, because I am around this great group of women who are all empowered. And so, no, I never felt that. Like, and the the self-love I've learned here and the belief in myself, and to know all of you guys is so fortunate. So thank you, Vaughn, for everything. And I love you guys.
That is amazing, guys. So powerful. Oy. And on that note, something that's just really true for me to say and honest for me to share with you ladies. This is what kept me going when my ego and my fear and my imposter syndrome and all my gremlins and all my whatever was going on that was like, you're not ready yet, whether it be with LFP, whether it be with whatever, creating team, creating the foundations program. My North Star is all of you. My North Star is service. My North Star is like, if I just follow my North Star and fuck the gremlins and create what is needed, that's what it's about. Who cares if I'm nervous about it or if I'm too scared or like, I don't think I'm worthy or I don't know how to do whatever, right? So I learned to give her myself because I knew that I've trusted that this was on the other side. And to hear all of you share what you're sharing tonight is seriously, I don't even have words. It's incredible. And I want to inspire and invite every single one of you to remember this and think of this, because I always say this, we're in this together, and I've gone through what you're going through. I am going through what you're going through. Are you kidding me? My stretch zone right now is like, ah! And there's a part of me that doesn't care about how stretchy it feels, because guess what's in the future? Probably some amazing magical stuff. So keep that in pocket. Keep that in mind when you start to feel stretchy. Like, there are people out there who need you. A lot of people who need you. So keep on moving forward. Super important. Yeah. All right, ladies. So much love. So much love. I'm sure I'll be in contact with all of you. And I appreciate you all so much for being here tonight and coming together. Big hug. Group hug time.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Love you, ladies. Bye. Mwah.